on Daf Nun Amud Beis, we heard in the Mishnah, Ein Beitzin L'Achilas Peiris Shvach Karkois Menachosim Mishabodim, which means that if a person purchased a field and he was Mashbich the field and paid the school in the field, and later we found out that the Moicha was a Gazlan, and the Nigzal comes and takes back the field with the Shvach and with the Peiris. So, in the Shtar Mechira, it says that the Moicha guarantees, number one, he'll pay his Achroi to give back the Keren of the field, and number two, he will pay for all the Shvachim and Peiris that came out of the field. He'll pay this to the Lekeach. So, it says in the Mishnah that the Shvach and Peiris you can only mon from the Chosim B'nei Chayrim, and the Keren you can mon from the Chosim B'Shabodim. And the Gemara asked, my time, what is the reason to differentiate between the Keren and the Shvach and Peiris? So Reish Lakish said, "Lefi she'ein ksuvin," because the is not written in the shtar, which is very difficult to understand. It is written in the shtar. So Rashi explains the means that the maila of a shtar, the maila of a milva b'shtar, is that there's a keil. And the Lekuchis are aware of the Hischaivis of the Balakalke. So therefore, we mourn from the Lekuchis. There's no reason, but we shouldn't mourn from them, because they were aware of it since there was a Shtar, and the Shtar has occurred. Asha Ein Kain, Legabi the Shvach and the Peiris, there was really no keil on this, because the Edom were not mapik keil, because the Bechlal, they're unaware if this will ever occur, if the Lekech will be Mashbiach, if there will ever be Shvach and Peiris. So therefore, there's no keil on Shvach and Peiris. Since Bishas Ksivas Hashtar, there was no Shvach and Peiris. And as we mentioned yesterday, the Rashba says, who knows if there ever will be Shvach and Peiris? So, Edom are not mafkia a keil, and this is chayvus of the shtar. So it doesn't have a halacha of a milva b'shtar. So therefore, the Lekuchis were unaware of this is chayvus. So therefore, you can't mourn from the Lekuchis, because this is a din like a milva al peh, there's no keil. That was that was how Reish Lakish and that's Reish Lakish. We had Rabbi Yechon, and also Chenomar Rabbasim Rabbi Yechon, and said Pshat in the Mishnah. Rab Chanina Omar. Now we're two lines from the bottom. Lefi she'ein ktsuvet. Rab Chanina said there's a different reason why we cannot mourn from the Lekuchis, because there is no cuts of the amount that the Lekuchis should be aware of that they have to leave over by the Moicha. That means, who knows how many Peiris will grow? Who knows how much Shvach the Loikeach will be mashbiach the kalke. He'll invest $1 million in the kalke somehow. So therefore they have to leave over $1 million by the moicha before they purchase anything. The only time we mourn from Lekuchis, if the Lekuchis know how much is meshubit, so then there's a tainus. So why did you purchase this kalke? You knew it's meshubit to a malva, to a lekeach, but here they don't know bechlal how much it is meshubit, how much is meshubit, how much the peiris will be worth, how much the shvach will be. So therefore, you can't mum from lekuchis. Iboyilu. So now the Gemara clears our shayla. What is pshat in Rab Chanina? The Rab Chanina ktsuvim uchsuvim boy, oidum ktsuvim v'achopi she'enom ktsuvim. That means as follows. We had here a previous reason why you don't want from Dol Kuchis, because it doesn't have a din of a milvah b'shtar. Rab Chanina wants to tell us, afilu, there will be a case, there's a milvah b'shtar, on your shtikta. Your shtikta is also an embassy shtikta. But there's another reason. There's a case, afilu will be a milvah b'shtar, but if the Lekuchis will not know the amount, they have to be careful from, so you can't want from Lekuchis. So he's meisiv on Reish Lakish, not he's chaylik on Reish Lakish. Or, maybe he's talking, the Bechlau doesn't hold the Reish Lakish as shtikta. This Indian, you need a ksuvim, you need a koil of a milvah b'shtar. I wish that that for me doesn't mean anything. You know, that's not necessary. Even a smaller koil is also sufficient. But al kaponim, the lekuchas have to know the how to protect themselves. But if they don't know anything, so then you can, then they made a tikkun, we came on from the lekuchas. These are the two tzadim of the Gemara. And this, let's see, the bottom taisvis. Rabbi Chanina ktsuvim ktsuvim boy. That's the shaila. Areish lokish loimi boy loi, ktsuvim ktsuvim boy ilah. So Tosfos meant to ask a pertinent question. Rabbi Chanina said ktsuvim. That's all what he said. So the Gemara clears the shaila. He's not chaylik on Reish Lakish. He means to be meisif another reason. Or maybe not. So why? And Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, they said, ksuvim boy, let's also clear the same shayla. Let's also clear. Does he mean another reason? You think there's a reason of ksuvim? I say there's a reason of ksuvim also. Or maybe he's chaylik, he doesn't hold of ksuvim. Why did the Gemara clear the shayla by Rab Chanina and not by Reish Lakish? So, Tosfos doesn't explain why, but the Maran Dasama says the pshat, that pshat is because Rab Chanina is going after Reish Lakish. That means we said pshat, Reish Lakish said his pshat in the Mishnah. Now Rab Chanina is saying ktsuvim, so we can clear. Maybe it's being meisif on Reish Lakish. I mean, it's not mukher, he wants to be chaylik on Reish Lakish, he wants to be meisif on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish didn't mention anything. Reish Lakish, I mean, if Reish Lakish holds ktsuvim, so speak about it. Reish Lakish was the first mefarish of the Mishnah. So if he holds ktsuvim, is also a cheshbon, so mention it. So Reish Lakish zicha didn't hold, you need ktsuvim. Rab Chanina was after Reish Lakish, we could claim he wants to be meisiv al divrei Reish Lakish. Toshma, so the Gemara says, I'll bring you a rai. Nitma. A person died. Now the halacha is that when there's a ben in bones, so the ben yarshins, and there's certain chiyuvim that the ben is mechuyev to give from the yerusha to the bones. One of these chiyuvim is isan lechosu, panosa. That means that every daughter, when she'll get married, she's entitled to take a tenth of the nechosim for tzorchi chasene. So, Misha makes, v'iniach shtei bones, she left over two daughters and one son. V'kod mari shoyne, v'not lo isan nechosim. Now, one daughter got married, so she went and took the tenth of the nechosim, which she's entitled to. Well, the speaker Shneely Gvois, now the second daughter did not get married yet. Now the son died. Now that the son died, so it's a different case altogether. Before Kozban, the son was alive, and the Nechosim belongs to him. Let us be Megashim, the Indian, let's say there was $100,000, and so Mamela, and the first one took $10,000, Issa Nechosim, so she took that. Now, if she would have gotten married and the son was still alive, so she'll take a tenth of of 90,000, of 90,000, so she'll take 9,000 dollars as if in the chazan. Lemaise, now that the son died, so now she became a yerich. Now she owes she possesses $45,000. So do we say, before, so she comes to her other sister and says, listen, just like you took Yisra Nechosim, I also take Yisra Nechosim. So first let me take my $9,000. I'm entitled to $9,000. That's just like you took 10, let me take 9 or kaponim. So then the Yerusha is not whittled, so now the Yerusha is $8,100. That Yerusha will divide equally. So Rav Yochanan said, Blaise Bikishniya Ligbois Achemesa Ben. Omar Rav Yochanan Shniya Vitra. The second one lost a schus of Yisra Nechosim. Finished. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the Ktuvim Vafal Pisha in Ktuvim. This is the second Mahalach. The Islay, the Milva Alpe, Shehi Ktuva Tofim Mishabdi. So Rashi says that the second tzad of the Gemara is that Rav Chanina Bechlal holds you don't need a milva b'shtar. I agree with you. 100% that this shtar, there's no koil, but you don't need a milva b'shtar in order to mum from lekuchas. He holds a fill a milva pez can also mum from lekuchas. Let us see Taisvus. I do mektuvim afa pish en ksuvim. Perish bekuntus vislay the milva per goyvim mishab beinire the behed yitnam beperik at poshut a mishne the goyvim and the chosim b'neichem hakad apchnin the dings of the mishne and often the mishne says that a milva per can only goyvim from neichem not from mishabot meforish rabbeinu tam dochi loy mayri the milva a milva per everyone is mighty you can't mum from lekuchas. There's no koil. Ela b'shal mili the kitzve. No, the shaila is by another case. It's not a milval peh, and it's katzu kigoy. Posak lozain es bitoy chomesh shonim. A person made up his chayvis that he's going to give mizaynis es bito chomesh shonim. He's going to give mizaynis to his wife's daughter. He's alive now. We'll have later the Gemara. His wife has a daughter, and one of the agreements before the marriage was, listen, I'm getting married with a daughter. I want you for 5 years to give her mezainis. He was machayev himself to give for 5 years mezainis. So this is adava kotzut. Lekuchas, no, this is mezainis for 5 years. It's called adava kotzut. The davke, it's so here, could be Rav Chanina holds, if kotzut is sufficient, so even though this is not a milva b'shtar, it's also, you can mum from the lekuchas. The davke b'milva pele govim imishabdi mishim daman v'yazif b'tzina yazif. Avo shamili avi kemecha damin amichas adeo ba'idim govim nechosim mishabodim daman de mezabin b'faresye mezab. Now, the Teos Gittin says about here, and Bemison, these are the two tzadim of the shchir of the shaila of the Gemara. That means as follows: the Gemara says, "Why a milva al peh? You're not goyvim a lekuchas, because the whole thing is done secretively. He doesn't want anyone to know he borrowed money, so it's done secretively. If there's a shtar, so the shtar is meitziyakel, so it's a secret. But if there's no shtar, so very few people are aware of the halva. So therefore, a milva peh, you don't mum from the lekuchas. Now, there's a halacha that a mecha bifnei eidim, you are goyvim a lekuchas, because man de mezavin, the faresye mezavin, when you sell a karka, it is the mutual interest, I forget, everyone should know that it was sold, and also, it's done bepumbi. So here, we have, without a shtar, so if without a shtar, it's done bepumbi, there's a koil, you can mum from the kuchas. So the Emerson, we have here two extremes. We have here milve, which is betzine. We have here mecha, which is befahesia. Now, we have in-betweens. It's not the parhesia of mecher, and it's not the tzina of milve. Now this is the shaila, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? That's for sure, that the farhesia of mecher is doimet ashtar. That's man desov farhesia, so the koil by a mecher befarhesia, that's doimet ashtar. Less man the poly. That's a double muskit. But we have a person was poisek litain lebitoi mezainis v'chameshonim. This is not the koil of a shtar. This is not the tzina of halva. So that is the shaila in the gemara. What does Rabbi Chanina hold over there? Does Rabbi Chanina hold you need the koil of shtar, which is equivalent to the vahesi of mecha? Or does Rabbi Chanina hold that, no, a smaller koil is also sufficient as long as it's kosher? That's how Taisus explains pshat in the gemara. Now let us see Rashi and the next Gemara. The notla isa dechosim, shezem mishpat habonis b'shas bagres oynesuin, little isa dechosim. Rabbi Kevega says b'shas bagres ze tzorich iyan ma'oid in gulyan hashas. He doesn't, and in the Chiddush Rabbi Kevega says he never heard of such a thing, that the chiyav of isa dechosim is fakelt only b'shas nesuin. And there's a shaila, it could be after bagres, you don't have a chlal b'schus of isa nechosim. So how bagres came in over here for shteitanish. Okay, so let's understand what Rabbi Kevega understood. By nesuin, shuzem mishpat habonis, by nesuin, liter isa nechosim, bachnosas parnosas nedunioso. That for nadin, that means so the amount that is needed to pay for the nadin, she can be goive a tenth of the nechosa. Levan mashin yizaynu mezaynis adoyis ashur. That's another thing. Abbas is bones get mezaynis al naibezn. That's another thing. But besides that, she has a right to take his nechosa. Now, will he speak Shnia Ligvois Panasoso? Shlaini said she didn't get married, so she couldn't mom. Hatsha Mesaben, the Novlo Kolha Yerushalif Neshtaim. Now both of them are Yoshim. Shnia Vitra, not Vitra, Ibda Isanachosim Shalosh. She lost her Isanachos. Lemrin and Tigbi Isanachosim Bereshe. Why should she lose? It's not Yosha. I don't say that she lost. The time of the tiknu is in the chosim, they say to Lebon is parnosis nisuin. I mean, it wasn't stamazai. She's entitled to is in the chosim, she should have what to pay. I mean, this woman is now a millionaire. She yashin $45,000. And Amela, there's no need, there's no necessity that we should give is in the chosim. Veikatvei. Fine. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. But Omar Loi Rab Chanine. So Rab Chanine said, but Omar Loi Rab Chanine, and Rab Chanine said that Omar Loi Rab Chanine, Gedoyla Mizu Omar, I wish to disagree with you vehemently. You're saying she doesn't get Parnosa. Gdeil mizu amru, meitzin le parnosa, ve'ein meitzin le mezainis. It says that you could be goive parnosa from mishubodim. That means, if the son sold all the karkois of the father, now everything is mishubodim. Mezainis, tafal. They can't want mezainis anymore. Because you're not goive mezainis from mishubodim. But, parnosa you could want. So Rab Chanine said, he says, I don't understand you. If we see how much they bent back, that Mishabodim, the Chiyah Mezainis, you can't mon from Mishabodim. Afal Pikain, the Chiyah Panosa, you could, the Schus Panosa, Isan Nechosim, you could mon. But Amrit Shniya Vitra, so here you're saying that. Here we're talking about B'nai Chai, we're not talking about Mishabodim. She loses her right. If they went so far as to say that she has a schus to be goyva from a shubodim isa nechosim, Avada gives, you should have a schus to be goyve from Bnei Chayra. I mean, this is Bnei Chayra. This is in the chos. That's Rab Chanina's Taina and Rab Yechna. Now, before we go into the sugya, what's Negeya Lonu, I'd like to mention a beautiful Teres Gittin, and I saw Dachsmer in the Ritva. The Ritva says the same thing. The Teres Gittin fragt a beautiful kasha. He says, he doesn't understand Rab Chanina. Rashi said pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. What pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Rashi said a pshat. I mean, there's no need to be mesaken isa nechosem for a woman that has much more than isa nechosem. Not a pshat in that she gets isa nechosem. Rashi said that she has much more. Now she's a year, she has much more. So Mamel Rabbi Chanina says, but you know you can mourn isa nechosem from Mishabodim. So she can mourn isa nechosem from Mishabodim. But there she only has Issa Nechosim. That means the only money, she's not a Yoyrish. The son was the Yoyrish. The son sold all the karkois. So Memele, so now, if she won't mourn from Mishabodim, she won't be able to get married. So they were Mesakin Issa Nechosim from Mishabodim. Mezain is not. Issa Nechosim, yeah, fine. So they went in order, when she needs Issa Nechosim, so they were Mesakin, afilu from Mishabodim. But here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying a different cheshbon in Gansan. Rabbi Yochanan is saying there's no need for Issa Nechosim Bavir. She's a Yairish. She is much more than Issa Nechosim. So, mein shmita leitzla ha-sinai. As if like the Teres Gittin. Amir de Kekash. So, the Teres Gittin, Amir de Keteres. So, he says, Be'emesin, we can clear a hakira. When is the shibud of Issa Nechosim Chal? Is the shibud of Issa Nechosim Chal as soon as the father dies? That means as soon as the father dies, so the Nechosim become Meshubid, that when the daughters will get married, so Memele, they have a schus to take Issa Nechosim. Or is the shibud Chal when they get married? I mean, it's when is the shibud Chal? Is the shibud Chal b'shas Mises, or is the shibud is Chal b'shas Dinesuim? So he says, so now let's understand Rabbi Yochanan's shtiktayah. He says, Rabbi Yochanan only makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan says, now she's a noisha. Fine, she's a noisha, but if we'll say the shibud was chal, b'shas misses her up, I'm sure that she got a shibud on the nechosim. The shibud was chal, that when she'll get married, she's entitled to a tenth of the nechosim. So the shibud was chal, b'shas misses her up. Now she's a millionaire, she won a lottery ticket. Must get me wrong. But she is a shibud and this nechosim. So you tell me now she's a yerush also. That's not makpia the shibud. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that the shibud is chal when she gets married, then she has a right to be goyder. So now the din is, should we give this woman a right that she's a yerush now? And a yerush, we never gave a shibud. So the lomdus of Rabbi Yochanan is only works if we will assume that the shibud is not chal b'shas mises ol. The shibud is chal b'shas nesuin. So then Rabbi Yochanan is 100% right. So Rab Chanina asked Rabbi Yochanan and Shulbik. The din is that meitzien lepanosa from the lekuches. So what does that mean? That means that when the father died, he left over Nechosim to the Yairish. Now the Yairish sold it. And now she got married. Now, so if the Shibud is first Chal, now how can the Shibud Chal on the Lekuchas? It's not the son's, the Kalk of the Lekuchas can become a Shibud. It wasn't a Shibud till now. So Al-Kolchach is Oiskishbaot, that the Shibud is Chal, B'shas Misusov, so there's a Shibud. And you go over from Lekuchas. So he says, if the shibud is chal b'shas mises ha'ov, so he bezoi, so what's your cheshbon vitra that she lost? She got a shibud already. As Isaac the Torah is given, so it's beautiful. Rab Chanina is proving to Rabbi Yochanan that the shibud is chal b'shas mises ha'ov, and therefore there's no cheshbon to say vitra. That's Rab Chanina's kash. Now, that's in the machloikis between Rab Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. But Hanegei Alonu, before we'll see Rashi, Hanegei Alonu, Rab Chanina Kizuk Tavot, Rab Chanina said that Yemon from Lekuches, the yamantam lekuchis, the parnose. Now, this is not called ksudim. It means there was the lalemi boy of the shibo deschal b'shas misa, the way we say. So there's no ksuvim. B'shas the husband got married. There were no daughters. So it's also not called ksuvim. So where do you have? It's not ksuvim over here. From deswegen, we say that it came on from lekuche. So we see from Rab Chanina. Abchanina holds that ktsuvim hafa pishenim ktsuvim. That's the Gemara's kash. That's an egei aloch. So the Gemara. Like the Gemara, va panose de meiketz kaitse. Panose, this take, it's ktsuvim. Aba michtov leksive. The komoitzien. And for the Gemara, Shani Parnosa, given the Islai Kola, Keman the Chsive Domi. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Omalei Rab Chanine. Ki mitnei shakod mezu, ivdazu. Now, this Lashon of Rashi Ladavoni, I don't understand. That wasn't Rab Chanina's kasha. That means Rab Yechanan never says, that's not the cheshbon neisha kodma zu ivda zu. The cheshbon was a different cheshbon. The cheshbon was because there's no need for her now to manis and the chosim. So I don't understand the way Rashi says. I mean, that's no pilpul whatsoever. No one ever said, Rab Yechanan never said neisha kodma zu ivda zu. The gviya of the first one makes that she should lose. Well, Mein Schmidt Leitz Har Sinai. He just said there's no need for the second one because she's a Yerush now. I don't understand what Rashi said. G'daylam is u'amu, sh'afilu mocha ha'olachas anachosim, mitzim miyad ha'lokuches ha'isa l'opal nosa. Pa'af ha'pi she'em mitzim l'mzaynis m'mishadli, pa'at amre sh'niya vitro, Bimnei shaloi hispika, v'loi b'shibot shalacherim, to mom from a shabodim, shehi g'doyla mizu, lo yom reshahavshu. That's a bigger chiddush, to be mom from a shabodim. We never said shatavshid, v'achshav shehen befoneinu, it's not a shabodim, tavshid. Al meshamin el rabchanine, k'tsuvim, tovim im b'shabdi, achal pi shehen k'suvim, k'goin zu. So the Mosos Araya is, make it kaitzi isa. The islay kolo mishosh and mesa of hakel yoidim shabas may tell us isa nechosim. So it seems the Gemara is machadish, new teretz that when every father dies and leaves over daughters, so that's aleph beis that the daughters will be goyve isa nechosim. So memela so. That's equivalent to ksuvim. That means the koil does not come out. Well, you don't need a previous koil. The koil comes out b'shas misas ha'ov. Everyone knows that there's daughters and daughters are aimed to get married, and when they get married, they get isan achosim. So mamela there's a koil. Let us see Taisvitz. Omar Rab Chanina gedoy lo misu. V'may demasik b'perik metziyas ha'isha. The Rabbi Yochanan Kibla Me Rabbi. Now, this din, that she can mon Parnose from Mishubodim, is a member of Rabbi. I mean, this din, we just said a Pesach Tosan to din, Mizaini, she can't mon Parnose, you could mon. So it's a member of Rabbi. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan also holds this din. Have a motzil a mifrach hashte, the boy lemedik tzum luchudi mahani, a rabbi eichanen, the omalel lefi she'ein ksure. That means the Gemara could have asked a different kasha. The Gemara could have asked, I mean, here we have a machlekes Rab Chanina and rabbi eichanen, the vitra, or the Gemara should have asked, amazay astir and rabbi eichanen. He says, from the Gemara understood now, that Parnose is not ksuvim, it's ksuvim. And Rabbi Yochanan said before, you need ksuvim. Without ksuvim, it's no good. So, instead of proving a chakire, what Rabbi Chanina holds, we could ask Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. This would be better l'chayre to do. And Rabbi Chanina, we have a shayla. Chanina holds a zayin. We want a poshah, Chanina holds a zayin. But if you'll be poshah at this, I have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said like, but where the Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. The same thing like Rish Lakish said. That the reason you don't mon shvach, because it is not ksuvim. And there, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi, that you do mon panose from Mishabodim. It is not ksuvim. So the Chayr of the Gemara could have asked Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Have a motel mitrash to the boy lamedic ksuvim l'chudimani Rabbi Yochanan, dom alal fishen ksuvim. And me, you have some dechuyi ba'almu, it's not poshet that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi. Baskonet orchenichel, lefiyem, as it's famous are good, because since there's a koil, it's equivalent to ksuvim. So memele, that's why the Gemara did not go into this chashbet. Mosiv Rav Huna bar Manoach. Now the Gemara asks Akasha and we'll see on Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says that it says that Reuven married Rachel, who had a daughter. And Rachel made up with him, for 5 years you have to give mezainis to my daughter. Right? Then Reuven goes and gives a get, and she gets married to Shimon. But then when she gets married to Shimon, she also tells Shimon, I'm getting married to you, you have to give mezainis 5 years for my daughter. So the Mishnah says that, what happens? So both have to give mezainis. One gives mezainis and one gives the money. I mean, there was a notmach that they have to give. He gave her a get. That's his decision, but has nothing to do. Has nothing to do with his hischaibus. It's hischaibus or hischaibus. I'm marrying you, but I'm going to give 5 years of mezainis to your daughter. Fine. So the Mishnah says, so she get married to five people, so her daughter is being taken care of. Fine. Then the Mishnah says a very interesting thing. What'll be the din meisu? Now, all the husbands died, all of them left over their own daughters, and this bas ishtai. So the Gemara says, and so from the bonis will only be able to be goive from bnei chayim of their fathers. From mishabodim, they can't be goive. That's what it says in our Mishnah, that he not goive mezainis habonis menachos mishabodim. But this bas ishtoi will be able to be goive from mishabodim her schus mezainis from all five husbands. That's meisu. Now let's see the Mishnah. Meisu b'nei seyem nezainis menachos b'nei chayrem. The bonus on these minachos minachayim, but he nizaynes minachos mishibodim, mebnei shehi kebalos chayim. This has nothing to do with the takon of mizaynes. This is the way the ischaibes to give the bas ishtoi mizaynes, and a meila, she gets mizaynes. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Meisu b'nei seim nizaynis. Anayse se isha. Uposke imoi lozin es bito chamei shonim. Vigil shebesoi chamei shonim. V'nise es la'acha. Uposke imoi kemoi kein. Es chayb lo zayne chamei shonim. Echad zona. Vechad nais no ademei mizaynis. Meisu. Is b'nei seim nizaynis m'nachos b'nei chayim. Kedik tani mas nisen. Eim metzin lamozin isha v'abonis m'nachos m'shubodim. Vehi oise bas ishtoi nizoynis menachosim mishubodim alme kiven de kaitzi chomit shoni aval gav de loik sive there was no shtav us poski moi gav yemi mishabdi ke abchanine pekoshelu ulas here we see klo you don't need ksuvim And for the Gemara, they made a kinyan chalipin with him that he should give mizaynis. So Rashi says pshat. We'll see. Taisa says chelak on Rashi, but Rashi says pshekoni miyodoi was tam kinyan l'ksiva oimet, a kinyan that is done b'shnei eidim. It is oimet that eidim will write a shtar. So a kinyan is equivalent to a shtar. So there was, it's a te'ilu, there was a shtar that says he owes Bas Ishtoi 5 years mezainus. So my mail, it's ksuve. Frech the Gemara, ihochi bonis nami. So you differentiate, what you told me in a kimte, speaking about that he made a, we're differentiating between Bas Ishtoi and Benoiseya. Now, but it seems it's speaking about the same story. That there was a kinyan by both, and then, but or else you don't have to differentiate between Basishti and Bonai. Say, Basishti Gufi, and Mamed Almurim, Shos the kinyan. So Al-Koch is speaking about that he made a kinyan by Bnei Sov also. So you have a kinyan. So if you're telling me a kinyan is equivalent to Ksuvim, so Mamele, so by Basishti, so it's also Ksuvim. By Bnei Sov, I mean it's also Ksuvim. So why don't they mum for Mishabodim? Yachay bonis nami. So the Gemara answers, shekonu lezu, v'loi konu lezu. Oh no, speaking about that, there was no ma'isekinyan by Bnei Seyim. So memele, that is why you don't mum for Mishabodim. In fact, the Gemara, my piske, some say, saying pshat na mishnah, here speaking about like this, here speaking about like this, where do you see that's the chilek? So the Gemara says, bas ishtoi davoi b'shas kinyin. No, so I'll tell you better terms. Bas ishtoi davoi b'shas kinyin mahani lo kinyin. That means, just like we said before, a svara in ksuvin, that a shtar is only mitzi a koil if b'shas ksivis a shtar, we know there's abade his chayvis. So Memela then is a kill. We said before by Shvach and Peres, since the Bishas the Shtar was written, there's no Shvach and Peres, and who knows if there'll ever be Shvach and Peres. So then the halacha is that there's no kill. So Memela, so that's the teretz. Bas Ishtoi, the Havoi, Bishas Kinyan, that means she was alive, Bishas Kinyan. So Memela, so there's a kill that he owes her 5 years mizaynus. Mahani lo kinyan. Bitu d'loi havoi b'shas kinyan. Loi mahani lo kinyan. That means, Bnei Sov, when he got married, he didn't have daughters. In fact, the Gemara, how could you say such a blank statement that he didn't have miloi askinen davo tavayu b'shas kinyan? Could be both are speaking about that there was bonus also b'shas kinyan. Veichi domi d'gir shevahavra. That means he gave his wife a gift. And then later he remarried her. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ela bitoi, the betanai bezn ka'ochlo, loy mahani lo kinyin, as ishtoi the lavet my bezn ka'ochlo, mahani lo kinyin. It's a very modern pshat. So the Gemara says, you're right. That the difference is a different difference. By Bnei Sov, that's at my bezin, that's Mizainus Abonis, is at my ksubet. So there, a kinyan will not help. Masha Henkei, Mas Ishtai, which is a part of a chiyav, that's a chiyav that she told doesn't be machayev, then a kinyan will help. Frech the Gemore, v'chi migra gora, I don't understand, because it's at my bezin, that's a kinyan doesn't help. If at my bezin is not sufficient, but let a kinyan help. Speaking about your elobitoi, even dipnai bezn ka ochlo, eimer tzrori apisa. Punktverkehr. If you'll have two strong sibis that he has to give mezainis habas, one sibis is it's at nai bezn, another sibis is they made a maisa kinyan on this,
So this person feels very much indebted to pay up the mezonos habonis. So therefore, he'll be matves sorry. That means, so we'll see in Taisvitz, so that means, Zichr give to the bonus sorry, a mashkin, bechayo, to be assured that he was Yetzis Chiv, that my person, he made a kinyan, so he feels murdic obligated. So Memele Wachayish maybe was matves sorry. So therefore, when it comes to Mishubodim, when it comes to be goyve from Mishul Bodim, so we say that Rechayish maybe was paid up already. So that is why you're not goyve mizoynes habas from Mishul Bodim, because Rechayish maybe was paid up already. Bas ishtoi, which is not a tanai bezn, so he doesn't feel so obligated to pay. So memele, so he's not matfes tzori. So Mamela, therefore you can mung from Mishimbod. That is the Maskonas Hagemor. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, Yehochi Bonis Nami, Ahavilo Mine Litsu Numi Mishabdi, Hoyil Ubekonul Miyodoi Kamayri, it's Mimakonul Miyodoi. So the Gemara says, they're speaking about the Leikon of Miyod. In fact, the Gemara, my Piske, my Daite de Tane, Vechiposko, Le Milse de Sosam, Man Posak, I think the Posak would be better. Man Posak, who's the one that's Posak? Man Posak, Hochi, Koni Miyodi Labasi, Shtev Leikoni Labite, who decided that that's the story over here? So the Gemara says, "I the lehavoi shadayin leinolda." So the Gemara says, "Mila skin, lema mila mashmanai mesnisin kainava benose b'shaskinin." Eichi domi, how can you have daughters b'shas you marry your wife? Can the gil shalacha shenolda lemi men obonis? Ahadra poski mechnei malolo the mesnisin stomet na. Yeah. So the Gemara says, because it's at my bed. Primigra gore with me. So the Gemara says, no, punk verkehrt. Given the b'nai bed and ka'ochlo, unami koni miyodai, noisin leiv lahashlem chukam. Eim atzrori, shol moisi tviso b'moisi liz b'yodo, lozain mehen. Yeah. Now, before we learn our Taisvis, we had skipped over our Taisvis on Daf Nun Amud Beis, so next to the last Taisvis. So let us go to that Taisvis. The Gemara at Esther Kasha, according to the Shlokish, that the reason is Yenav Goyveh, we are not goyve shvach and peiris from the lekuches because it's not ksuvim. So the Gemara asked the kasha, "V'mozin heisha v'abonis the man v'chsivi domi uktoni ein meitzin." Yeah. We had learned the previous taisus. Taisu said. That's what the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is from Mosin Heisha. Mosin Abonis, who says he'll have bonus. But the kasha was, the way our Gemara said, that you have to have bonus, b'shas, the Ksivas Aksub, the Gil Shavahad. Okay, that's the previous text. So the Gemara, Kapon. So the Gemara asked the kasha, so why don't you mourn for Mishabodim? So the Gemara says, that was the Tchilas HaTakone, that Ksuvim hein Eitzel b'nei Chayrim, vein Ksuvim Eitzel Mishabodim. Taima, Fakteisvis amayle Mishani, ein Metzrori Atvese, kinamrin elekamo. Takel, the Gemara should have said, since it's a Tanai Bezin, so v'chayish v'tzor. Just like the Gemara answered now. The Gemara answered, why by Mosin Habonis, l'maisa don't you mon for Mishubodim? So the Gemara answered, because it's since it's a Tanai Bezin, ein v'tzori afrisi. So m'mil that, for Mishubodim v'chayish, that maybe tzori afrisi, and m'mela, that's we don't mon for Mishubodim. So what's the Gemara's kash over here? That's the terrors. We tell him, "Amaylo mishani emetzoyat v'esik l'minu l'kama." V'yeshloim ba'ash the less lay high shinuya. It doesn't hold up this terrors of tzoriyat v'esik. I mean, the Gemara, of course, wants to say other terrors, and the Gemara slowed everything up. Inami l'kama the book of b'koni b'yodi. Ikilameichesh l'tzori. V'ochilameya b'koni b'yodi. V'lekilameichesh l'tzori. So here Tosfos says a gewaltige yisod, and that's the heard of Pashtus of our Gemara. Tosfos says that the whole, when are we chayish litzchori, if you have two factors which are machayiv him to pay the mezainus, it's at my bezin and konem miyodai. So all these things together, he feels moridik obligated to make sure that he's going to pay the mezainus, so then he's mafes tzori. But stamazoi, the chiyu mezainus without economy yodai, there's no chash of tzori. That's what Tosfos says over here. Now, let us see Tosfos and Daphne Nalo. Bishekonomi yodai, perish bekunteris, bahavu kichsuvim, the stam kinyin lichsiva oimit. So Rashi said that a kinyin is equivalent to a shtar, because every shtar normally will, every kinyan will normally, a shtar will be written to the Edom. So, stam kinyan l'ksiva oimed. So therefore, that is why that, imon from Mishabod. Because, in Cain, amai porchi hochi bonis nami, oloi mahani ksiva bebonis, this is the Rishash's Gilse. The Rishash explains that Tosfos had said before, when the Gemara had asked the Kasha, why by Mizoinis, Haisha, there it is, Ksuvim, why don't you mon from Mishabodim? So Tosfos said, the whole Kasha is only from Mizoinis Haisha. Mizoinis HaBonai, since the Bonis were not alive, there was no bonus bishas. It was ksuvim. So that's not called ksuvim. That's equivalent to shvach. So if we don't know bechlau that there'll be a bechiyu mezainis to bonus, because we don't know that there'll ever be bonus, so memele. So then it's not called ksuvim. So if so what's the lomdus of kinyan? The lomdus of kinyan, Rashi says, it's equivalent kilo was ksuvim. But when did they make the kinyan? They made the kinyan when he got married. When the husband got married, they made a kinyan that he's going to give mezainus habonis. Fine. That kinyan was a sofik. I mean, who says there'll ever be bonus? So if it was stam kinyan l'ksiva oimet, it's not better than a shtar. If in the shtar alone, it says shvach, but if we don't know that the level will be shvach, so it doesn't have a keil of a shtar. So if the whole maila of konam yoda is kiel, we have a shtar. But since this is a shtar and a chiyuv, which is a sofik if a level will come about, so it's not called ksuvim. So what's the most kasha by mezainus habonis? Tak it's konam yoda, tak it's ksuvim. If the whole maila, the only maila of konim miyoda is like suvim, but since it's a sofik chiyuv, so it doesn't have the koil of suvim. My poor rochi bonus nami ole mahani ksuve the bonus kedam alahel kedaprishes la. Lakach nire the kinyan olim tvei miksive. So this wants to say, no, there's a new mind that not that it's since it's like a shtar, it's better than a shtar. Kinyan is samer de kapirsam. Kach poris boy bonis nami neidik sivolay mahani kinyan is hani kinyan is a much greater pilsum that we should be goyve that is Musamakir, now we should be given Mishabod. Aimet Sari Atfise, Dafke Legabi Mishubodim Khaishino. That means this Shah is only by Mishabod. Avagabi Vnechorim Lo. Nechorin, we're not Chayish, the Mlinipek Schneidain is Zeres, Sari Liktane Loi Mitfis. So Lechayab Shad and Taisvis is Al Kaponim. The Gemara says you're not chayish l'tzroi by a ketan al kaponim, and the mezoinis. But so afal pikein. So let's understand what we're saying. By a ketan you're not chayish l'tzroi legabi bnei chayim, legabi mishul bodim you're chayish l'tzroi afilu ketan also. So memele. So we mentioned that fakerta the Rashba says iudafsi da nafshe. That means if he was taken matvis tzori, he should have left over psaraya bimadiya, someone that he left over tzori, that he gave a tzori. So al kaponim, so that's it. Wechayish, al pseida de lakuches, wechayish v'tzori, but by bnei chayri, we're not chayish v'tzori. V'tzorich iyo. Fine. So this is not bad. Aber wir zorich hier, in fact, Toysus, I have a moiridike problem. The le'inye mishabdi, chayshinen b'mezoynes tfei le'tzori b'b'ksube. That means, so by mezoynes, we just said that, by mezoynes, we said that what? That b'chayish le'tzori. You can't mom from mishabodim. Legabi ksube, so what do we see? So we see that the Mizainis, there's a Mirdik Echshash of Tzori, and let's say Alamdis also, there's Alamdis, the Ritvis has a beautiful Alamdis, because by Mizainis, a person doesn't want that his daughter should, I mean, they won't have Mizainis, what will be? They'll be knocking on the door, so it's a Mirdik Echshash. He doesn't want that his daughter should come to such a matzev. So my male is matvis tzori. He's matvis tzori by mezoinis. Ksube? And ksube is, she's entitled to a ksube, so it's a brentem nisht. And he has to make sure that she'll, he's matvis tzori. So my male is, so he's not matvis tzori. So my male is, she'll month on the mishabodem. But mezoinis gate him on benafshoi that she wants to be sure that she has mezoinis without a problem. So that's why the shash tzori by mezoinis is more shchiach than the shash tzori by ksube. So fine, that's that there. A mezoinis, so memela, therefore you understand. Yeah. Vliyim mishab v'chashim mezoinis v'elo tzorim v'ksube. V'ksube nifras b'shvun nechosim b'shabodim. Mezoinis lo yigo v'klal afilo b'shvuyim. When it comes to Bnei Chayrim, the Mizainis of the month of Bnei Chayrim, or Ksuba the month of Bnei Chayrim, the Linyim Bnei Chayrim, Abib, the Linyim Mizainis, Kavi Beloi Shvui. Your mom Beloi Shvui, she doesn't even have to swear to the Yoshim that she never got Tzchori. She takes it without batting an eyelash. Uliksuba Boy Shvui. And by ksubin yirashvu, as what? As the mehit v'sruri. Kinesnam bepek shnei dainik zeyes, mishaolach amdines hayom, v'yishtoi teivas mzaynis, hanan oimer, tishova besoif, v'loi tishova betchila. That means that he went to Medina hayom, and she wants the mon mzaynis. So, tishova besoif, so she'll swear when she mons the ksubin. Like the Shabbat B'tchil, when she mums the Mezainis, she doesn't have to swear. She takes the Mezainis without a chiyuv shvut. So Taisus says it's a merdik and pella. That means the Gabi Meshubodim, where we are more chayish for tzrori by Mezainis than by ksube, Gabi Menei Choyri, v'nahapachel. That's Taisus Kasha. So the Emerson, the Teres Gittin brings down that, this Emerson, we mentioned this places before, said this. That's not, others have to say this also. I mean, our Gemara that said, the Teres said, we just learned the Teres on the base, that the, that what our Gemara said, that Yechayish Letzchori, is not by Stam Mezainis. It's Mezainis and Konami Yadai. That's what we said. Not Stam Mezainis. That's what Taisu said. Taisu said, Moyastakashe, why, by Mozain Aisha, why don't you mom from Mishabodim? So Taisu says, let's be bad because we're Chayish Letzchori. So Taisu says, no, you only Chayish Letzchori by Konami Yadai. That's what Taisu said over here. So Mimela, so the Kasha is not Gefelech. Our Gemara is speaking about Konam Yodai. And Konam Yodai, Taka, Chayish Litzchori. The Gemara that Taisus brought, that you're not Chayish Litzchori, that she can mon Mezainis without a Shavu, that's not Konam Yodai. On Konam Yodai, you're not Chayish Litzchori. I mean, the Taisus and Ksubis often says the Steretz, and Taisus appear, I don't know what Taisus held. Al Kaponim, let us go further. So to Gemara weiter, Toshma, Omar Ramnosen, Eimusai bizman shekodam mekhoi shel sheini lishvochoi shel rishain. Ramnosen said that when do we say that you can't mon shvach from the Moicher, that's Tavke, if it was Kodam Mekre Shel Sheini Lishvoche Shel Rishe. That means that the Lekuches purchased it before the Lekeach was Mashbiach, the Soda HaNigzal. So we said before they were unaware of it because whatever the reason, not ksuvim, whatever it is. So memele, so then the halacha is, that you don't want shvach from the lekuches because they were unaware of the chiyuv of shvach that the meicha will have to the lekeach. So, yeah, avo. Kodam shvoche shel rishon lemekre shel sheni. But if it's kodam shvoche shel rishon lemekre shel sheni, that means that first this meicha sold the karke gzula. This he sold in Tovshin Samach. In Tovshin Samach Aleph, this lekeach was mashbich this karke, invested $1 million in this karke. Fine. Now, you bet $1 million in this karka. Now, a lekeach goes now and buys a karka from the meicher. Now, when the lekeach bought the karka from the meicher, he knows exactly that the lekeach that bought a sadik zulu, we don't have a zulu yet, but upon him, this lekeach, you know, he invested $1 million in the karka. So, if the $1 million he was aware of before he bought the karka, he still bought it, then you come on from the lekuches. So, suppose there's a kill. Avokodim shvoche shel rishon lemekre shel sheni, goyvim nechosam mishabodim, alma mishum doloi kodimi. So it would seem over here, the only time your goyve from lekuches, we have to understand one thing. It's not ksuvim. The shtar, which was written to the, when the gazlan sold the karka in Tovshin Samach, it's not called ksuvim. So it's not called ksuvim. And here he says, why are you goyve from the lekuches? So he says, because it's kodah. So I know exactly how much he invested. So this is a new concept of kodah. This is b'lechayre better than ksuvim. It's better than ksuvim. Ksuvim means an erich. But here is kodah. I know everything. So vaistois, you need kodah, and that's the only time your mom from lekuches. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi.
Bizman shekodem mekre shel lekeach sheni zeh.
Sharishin Shalokach Soba Gzula Bolaksa Olo. That he bought it first, and then the Bizman Shakoda Mekroi Shall Loikeach Shainize. That the Mekach of the Loikeach was before. Sharishin Shalokach Soda Agzula Bolaksa Olo. Abulushvachi Shalokechishin Shakolokach Ze Hashaini Mina Moicha Adain Lishbiach Alekech Harishin Esakar Kagzula. So then you can't mock. Abulkodam Shvachi Shalishin, but if the Shvach of the Rishin Shemishbicha Vakal Yoidim Shemachayis Mochaloi is Yotso Kolachayis Akarke im Shvachi Perisel Nixay Agazla. So everyone knows, he says, that what? That the Gazlan is mechuyev to pay X amount of shvachim peres. So then, and then the lekeach bought it. So then, you mon from the lekeach. Amishim lekodim, v'loim mishim ktsuvim uksuvim. So this is a kashan everyone. It's a kashan Rab Chanin, it's a kashan an Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, "Tanoi he the sanya ain matzin lachil asperus ushvach kakoyis lamozni shabonis mechos mishabodim mipnei tikon ha'olam lefi she'ein ksuve." Am Rabbi Yosi v'chimati tikon ha'olam yesh bezu v'aloi ein ksuve. Now, I don't want to get this problematic over here, but the anegei lonu b'shitas Rashi. The Gemara is very much that the Rishonim ask on Rashi, that the Gemara said from Rav Nosson, you see that there's a new factor, Kodam. That's that he doesn't mention Ksuvim, doesn't need Ksuvim, he needs Kodam. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered on Shulbek, Rav Nosson, Zatani is a title to Zabit, but there's other Tanoim also. So Mamela, they held according to the other Tanoim. They held according to the other Tanoim. So Mamela, it's no Kash. So there's 3 days over here. Shaz Pshat Na Mishneh. Now let us just see Rashi. Avul Kodam. No. Yeah. Minetik Noam of Yishen Ksuvim. Minbos Litzav Lekuchis. Afe Milva Alpe. Ein Lecha Odom Lekech Sodom Mechaveh. Vishay Yori Shema Yesh Loyalu Milva. So Nafke you need Ksuvim. Valoi Ein Ksuvim. He says, since it's not ktsuvim, so how can lekuchas be nizer? So Rashi seems to say pshat in the second tane, and that the second tane is saying, that you don't have to say al tikkun olam, since it's not ktsuvim. So they cannot protect themselves at all. So on tikkun olam, you can't be goyver from them. So al koponim, so he's tining on the lashon of the Tanakameh. The Tanakameh says it works with a tikkun olam. He says if without a tikkun olam because of ktsuvim. About koponim, we see over here that there's one time the tam is al ktsuvim, and one time the tam is al ktsuvim, and so a mele. In Rab Chanine and Reish Lakish, each one holds like a tan, and they don't hold like a nosti.